Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Almost. On almost. Yes. I feel right at home playing this song again. Yesterday was Thursday, almost, if you're on the East Coast. But today it is Friday. Ever since we started the replay hour, our four live hours are from 8 p.m. to midnight. So, it hurts that we don't get to play Friday enough. But I'm glad we still do this on Thursday night, because why not? It's not going away ever. I don't know if people are annoyed by Friday or if they like it. The last time we polled the audience, people liked it. So it's the last hour of the show, at least the live hour, and you can call in at 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Have you ever had a karma moment? Sometimes it's instant karma. It's going to get you. But one of those moments where you think, that's strange. These two events happen so close to each other. I wonder if they're related. Kevin Kleen did a whole nother story on it. And, you know, maybe you've had your own stories like this to a family member or for yourself. Have you noticed two strange coincidences?
When you hear about that, somebody steals a car from some people, and then a few blocks away, there's a crash and one of the car thieves dies. What are people saying about that?
Definitely seems like karma plays its role.
The death of the man in the Soulard stolen car crash has people talking about the possibility of karma.
Karma's definitely a real thing. I feel like most people would agree with that. It really...
Have you ever had karma happen to you?
Oh, I just know there's times when I do something and I really...
Good or bad?
Bad. Yeah. And then something bad happens to me within a day.
Have you heard of karma?
Yeah, karma, yeah.
Is karma real, or is it just something that we...
No, it's real. It's very real. Very, very real. I mean, don't do something to nobody and not expect something not to happen to you.
Have you ever done something bad, and then karma came back to you?
Yeah, well, it was a long time ago, but...
What did you do?
Well, took a few dollars that wasn't mine.
All right, and we've all done that. And then what was your repercussion that happened?
Somebody took some money from me. The same thing that I did happened to me. I took $5. I lost $25, $30 behind it. So.
But not everyone believes in karma.
This nice lady, you're gassing up.
Yes.
Some people are saying it was karma, this car accident with the carjackers. Do you ever think about karma? Is that a real thing?
Yeah, I think it's a real thing, but I don't think in that situation. I mean, we don't know why those people were doing it or what their needs were or what their background was, so...
I think that's just happenstance, chance.
Yeah, absolutely. It was an accident. Could happen to any of us, right?
If chance were arm wrestling with karma, which one has the upper hand in the way things work?
Chance.
You're a chance person.
Yes.
Right, you're a rational person.
I'm a rational person.
You're the voice of the...
I'm a female.
I had a karma-like episode once in which I had noticed someone with a plastic bag on their car window, and I remember thinking, that Hoosier, he should fix that. A couple of days later, my car window fell off the track inside my door and shattered.
Don't do to somebody else what you don't want to done to you.
With a whole other story, I'm Kevin Killeen.
That's the St. Louis Golden Rule, the way he presented that one. That's the second time I've heard the term Hoosier here since, yesterday I was listening to our sister station, Dave Glover. Or was it today that happened? Dave Glover used that term Hoosier. Yeah, they were talking about it. Oh, what a Hoosier. And then Kevin Kleen on this whole nother story used the term, well, look at that Hoosier. See, I brought this up with Patrick Clark over at Channel 11 and Fox 2. He's like, come on, man. We were living in Indiana. He grew up in Indiana. I lived there just more recently, right when I before I came here to St. Louis. I don't like that. Hoosier's a nice term for someone that lives in Indiana. I don't like using it for the derogatory term of, I'm going to guess, trashy. So have you ever had a karma moment happen to you? Because I've had a karma moment happen to me before. Let me tell it to you. But if you've had one to you or your family member or someone you know, but I'd love it if you can tell the story. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Maybe you don't believe in it. Maybe you can tell me why. When I was in college, this would have been around 2001. The winter of winter of 2002, 2000. No, this would be the winter of 2003. And I was at the school bookstore for something, and there was like snow all over the ground. They didn't plow anything. This is Central Michigan, so it got a lot of snow. And there was someone that was stuck in the parking lot, and the wheels were just turning and they weren't going anywhere. And I'm thinking like, all right, I don't want to have to get all my pants wet, you know, with all the snow to take care of this, but I'll be nice. I'll help this person out. So I get out of my car and I say, here, I'll push. This is what you need to do. Here, don't, you know, not too fast. You don't want to, you know, put it pedal to the metal or anything, just nice and easy. But, you know, I'm going to start rocking it. When you feel me rocking it forward a little bit, put a little bit on that gas, and then we can get you out of here. So we start rocking the car. I'm rocking the car, and eventually I get it up. She hits it the right time. Car gets out of the rut, and she was able to go, and she was very thankful. Not less than a couple of days later, I'm driving in the middle of nowhere, and on the weekends I was getting some experience at a radio station in Grand Rapids, about 2 hours away from the college campus. And we're talking like back roads. There was snow everywhere. I hit a patch of ice. My car goes completely sideways. I hit the ditch and I roll my car sideways. My Jeep is on its driver's side door. And I'm thinking, oh, I can't believe this. So I hop out. I literally am climbing out of the passenger door, which is looking up to the stars. No one's around. And I'm thinking I'm in some serious trouble right about now. This is, you know, before everyone had everything at the fingertips with their cell phones and they can press one button. Everything's taken care of. It just so happens that there was four people on snowmobiles in this middle of nowhere, and they saw this, and they came up. The four dudes hop out. We push my car back up, and there was so much snow in that ditch, I didn't have a scratch on my Jeep, and we were able to push the car back out, and I was on my way. I'm thinking to myself, that's a karma moment. Because I got out, and I helped that girl get out of that rut when no one else was doing it, out of nowhere, these four dudes come out. Not a scratch on my car, and I rolled my Jeep on its side. That's a karma moment. So if you got one of those, I'd love to hear it. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Jack calling in Brighton. What's going on?
Hey, Ryan. I have a karma moment.
Great.
It didn't happen to me. It happened to my ex-fiancée.
Okay.
Quite a few years ago, she worked in the doctor's office. Mm-hmm. I won't name the doctor. You know, and I won't name any names.
For best.
But they got a new office manager. Her and this office manager did not get along, and this office manager told lies about my fiance and got her fired.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Within less than a year, this office manager developed throat and voice box cancer.
Whoa.
Now, to me, I'm sorry, I might be cold. That's karma.
Whoa. That's a pretty serious dose of karma.
And I do believe in karma, yes.
Okay, when you heard that's what happened to the person, no sympathy whatsoever?
Absolutely none.
Wow, Jack, that's like some stone-cold karma, if that's the case.
I guess you're right, but no, her and I had no sympathy for the lady at all because we knew she lied.
Yeah, and it purposely did that, and it changed your life not for the better, so.
Exactly. Right. It cost her job. She's got a better one now.
Yeah.
But still, at the time, she was out of work, drawing unemployment, you know.
Not an easy time, yeah. All right.
No, it was tough.
Thank you, Jack, for sharing that. Appreciate
it. Thanks, Ryan.
Bye.
Good night.
That's stone cold. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120. If you got a karma moment that either happened to you or someone you know, a family member, or maybe you just want to call in to say, that's shenanigans, no karma. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri. Play KMOX.
It really is that simple. Siri, play KMOX. We had a call from Sue last hour. Might have to replay that call. That was actually really cool. Sue, you may still be listening on your Alexa device. That was so fun and easy. Let's take some of your karma calls. Do you have a good karma moment? One of those moments that you thought, you know what? There's got to be something to that. What a coincidence. You know what someone told me? They said life would be weirder if there were no coincidences. In fact, if we lived life and there were no coincidences, that would be rarer than some of the coincidences that we encounter. Let me go to Chip from Kansas. Hi.
Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, I'm just curious. I was going to ask you, are you aware or familiar with the New Testament verse that describes kind of the same idea? I was going to quote that if you'd let me. It's pretty quick.
Yeah, what is it? Which verse is it?
It's Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, and the quick phrase is, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap.
Right.
I really think that's pretty close to the same idea.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, Chip, your phone cut out. All right, let me bring that up. Galatians 6, you said verse 7. Okay, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whether he sows to please their flesh, from the flesh will reap destruction. Okay, so in that context, it's not necessarily in that context. Oh, this is the New International Version. I don't like that version. Honestly, I do the King James Version is my favorite. Let's see if I can switch that over. King James Version. All right. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Okay, that was verse 8. Yeah, I get that. I totally get that. And yes, I think in general, when we bring up ideas like karma, I'm not bringing it up from a faith point or anything like that. We're just doing it for fun. Shirley, hi.
Good evening or good morning.
Yes.
I'm just calling to clarify the use of the word Hoosier.
Yes. Here, okay. I've heard it a lot lately.
Okay, well, in St. Louis, when we say Hoosier, that refers to a person from Indiana. But when we want to use it as a derogatory term, it's pronounced Hoosier, like H-U-S-H-E-R, Hoosier.
Say that again, the difference. Say the two back to back.
Okay, Hoosier from Indiana. Hoosier, you're a no good. You're a Hoosier.
It sounds the same to me. I'm not hearing the distinction. Hoosier and Hoosier.
Hoosier. Hoosier.
Hoosier.
H-U-S-H-E-R. Hoosier.
What, you spell it the same way?
No.
H-O-O-S-I-E-R
is a Hoosier. Mm-hmm. But H-U-S-H-E-R, I don't really know how you would spell it, but it's a typical St. Louis term for a no-good, a Hoosier.
What's the history, do you know, of that term?
No, I don't.
Have you used it that way?
No, I'm a nice lady.
Of course you are, Shirley. No nice lady would use that term. Is
that's
that what
right,
you're saying?
I'm a nice old lady.
Uh-huh, no
all
nice
of the Shirleys are old ladies.
Every Shirley.
We're all about the same age. you know why. Yeah.
I'm sure there's young Shirleys listening.
No. Did you ever meet anybody with a baby named Shirley? Nobody.
Checkmate, you're right.
We all come from the 30s. We're all the same age.
Oh, you sound real fun, Shirley. This is great.
Okay, well, just remember Hoosier when you want to cut somebody down.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
So the difference between Hoosier and Hoosier? Hoosier and Hoosier? Nah, I'm still not getting it right. She said it right. I don't have the ability to make that noise with my mouth. I'd have to practice it all weekend. Now I know what I'm doing all weekend. I'm going to be practicing the proper way for Hoosier. Now, I got to say, anytime I've heard it, even Kevin Kleen, who's lived here his entire life, at the end of his commentary. Here, let me bring his commentary back up. Let's see if he said it the way Shirley says it.
I had a karma-like episode once in which I had noticed someone with a plastic bag on their car window, and I remember thinking, that Hoosier, he should...
All right, how did Kevin say it? Let's hear it again.
That Hoosier, he should...
You say Hoosier? Hoosier? Hoosier?
That Hoosier, he should...
Hoosier? Hoosier. I've never heard someone say Hoosier. It's always been Hoosier. And then when people type it out online, too, there's no distinction between the two. All right. What did Kevin say again?
A car window, and I remember thinking, that Hoosier, he should fix that.
I wonder what things people say to me about that. Oh, that Hoosier. Let's go to John in St. Louis. Hi.
Hello. Hello. I wanted to give you the background of Hoosier in being a derogatory term in St. Louis, yep. where it is a term of pride in Indiana.
Oh,
as you probably
this,
know.
This will be very helpful, so please explain.
Well, evidently, it came about as a result of scabs, strike breakers, being called in an Anheuser-Busch strike. And there was such animosity to these Indiana strike breakers being brought in to St. Louis that they were called Hoosiers, and because they were from Indiana, but the Hoosier term stuck, and it was something very, very derogatory. And I was told this by an Indiana resident who was upset that the term Hoosier was being used in St. Louis mm-hmm. in such a terrible way. But she's the one that told me about it being the result of strike breakers or scabs that had been hired by Anheuser-Busch to come in and break up a strike.
What year do you think this happened?
I think this was in the 30s.
Wow, that's a long time ago.
After Prohibition, yes. Yes, this is deeply seated in the history of, I guess, union people.
Do you use the term?
Pardon?
Do you use the term yourself?
No, I don't. I went to school in Indiana, Northern Indiana, mm-hmm. Notre Dame, and I love Indiana. And Indiana is always unfairly put down by Ohio. And I think Indiana is one heck of a great state.
Oh, I lived in Ohio. I lived in Michigan, Indiana. I've lived in Wisconsin and now Missouri. So those are the states I've lived in. Indiana's much better to me than Ohio. I liked living in Indiana better.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah.
Ryan, you are on target.
Thanks, John. Good to hear from you.
Yes, sir.
All right.
You take care. Have a good evening.
You too. Wow, the history of Hoosier there. Hoosier. Hoosier? Hoosier. Do you know how to say it the right way? You ever heard that once in your life, Producer Mike, the two different ways to say it?
She said Hoosier.
Hoosier.
And nope, I've lived here my whole life and never heard Hoosier.
Hoosier. It's kind of like when someone that is very polite uses a substitute swear word and doesn't want to use the real swear word.
Yep.
I don't swear. I don't curse. I don't do any of that. But I try also not to do the substitutes either, because the kids pick up on that very quickly. So you got to be careful. You got to be very careful.
I've also never heard of it being so derogatory, though. It's a little more casual, I think, than...
I'm not saying it's like a slur. Yeah, I'm not making it out to like it's a slur. Like, oh, man, better call up... I'm going to call police. Hate crime just happened here. Whoa, watch out. No, it's not like that. I don't see them being on equal footing. 436-7900 or 800-925-1120 on Overnight America KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
Boom-ba-dum. All right, here we are. It's Overnight America. The live show goes until midnight, and then we have the replay hour. From midnight to 1, our friend Molly Butterworth, the author of The Golden Age of the Automobile in St. Louis. We have a half-hour conversation with her, and it's awesome. And then from 1 to 2, a replay hour of Patrick Clark. He's with News 11 and also Fox 2. He's got a great series that has the 9th installment airing on Monday. And it's well worth your time to check him out online. Patrick Clark does some amazing reporting here. We had an awesome conversation with him. You can even go back and find that at KMOX.com/ONA. All right. So we were mentioning that Hoosier thing just a moment ago. And I knew as soon as I saw the caller ID pop up and it said a call from Indiana, I thought, I wonder if this is Rich. And how about it? It was. What's going on?
Hey, the name Hoosier, there are more stories about that than stories of the Boston Celtics winning 8 straight NBA titles.
Wait, so you've heard this before from outsiders of the state?
Oh, about scabs at Budweiser?
Yeah. You've heard that story. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, I guarantee you, wherever those scabs did not come from northern Indiana. They came from southern Indiana because from about the late 1920s until factories started to disappear, you couldn't throw a rock in northern Indiana and not hit a Union factory.
Oh, I see. So you wouldn't have seen the support of people traveling for something like that from northern Indiana.
Not from northern Indiana.
Yeah.
If any of their family members said, you were a what? They disown them.
Wow. It was that way.
Oh, yeah. As I said, you couldn't throw a rock without hitting a Union factory.
Yeah. Well, Rich, I it's funny that you've heard that before, and I live here, and this is the first time I've heard it. I keep hearing these terms, and people use it in that certain way. All right, so we're talking like southern, what, Evansville area, southern part of Indiana?
Probably. Maybe south of Lafayette.
I'm sure this is documented somewhere. Maybe I'll have to look it up, but it's fascinating that you've heard that story too. Hey, thanks for calling in, Rich. I'm glad it's been so long. I've seen your text messages, like one that I've seen in the past month, whenever that was. That's it. Where have you been?
Oh, I work 2 days a week, and sometimes your radio station in the car comes in clear. Sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
Hey, does KMOX ever think about getting on satellite radio?
You've brought that up before. It's something I think we could do. Satellite does its own programming and its own people. I don't think they would let us cross over. I'd love to do a show for satellite radio. That would be fun.
Oh, and since Tuesday was election day, this was the 9th straight election the Republican lost running for mayor of South Bend.
Oh, yeah. 9th straight. I mean, a lot of times you find these cities that have had Democratic mayors forever, and it seems to be a common trend.
Yep, the last Republican mayor got elected in 63.
Producer Mike just said in my ear, no wonder the football team's so bad.
Well, how many national championships does Missouri have?
All right, I get it. I'm sorry. It was just a joke. Thank you, Rich. Good to hear from you. Have a great weekend.
Sure.
Bye. Chris, call it in from O'Fallon. Hi. Hi, Chris. Are you there? Chris? We'll put you on hold. Maybe we can get back to you. Let's go to Doug. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Ryan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I told Mike I'm trying to stay warm is all.
You're not out of power, too, are you?
No.
Oh, okay,
no. But I know where that lady's talking about because I'm actually from up in that area originally. Mm. And the power outages used to happen even back then for no apparent reason.
I wonder.
And nobody ever knew why, but, you know, you just life goes on. I feel for her, though, because that's no fun on a cold night.
Oh,
so.
I know.
Yeah, I have sympathy for her, so God bless her. Hey, anyway, I was going to tell you, Indiana, one of my favorite places to play when I was traveling was Indianapolis, because we used to play at the Hilton downtown.
Yeah.
And on the Circle, you know, and it was a great hotel, and they had a great bunch of experiences there, and went to the Indy 500 as guest of the police department and that kind of thing. It was really cool. Yeah, it was very cool. But the other Indiana story I got for you, this is a good one. You ever heard of a town called Goshen?
Yeah, I have. But yeah. Goshen, I'm trying to remember what I did there, though. But yes, I have.
Well, we played a gig there. And it's a place in a bar and grill kind of place, you know, whatever. And we get there and we set our stuff up the first night, set our stuff up and you know, during the day we set up and go back to the hotel and get changed and come back.
Mm-hmm.
Supposed to start at 9:00. Well, we get up there at 9:00 and start kicking this thing off. And all of a sudden the guy who runs the place or owns the place comes running to us and he's waving his arm. Stop, stop, stop. And we're like, what's wrong? He goes, the basketball game is on. It was real desperate. And we're like, oh.
Indiana playing. Goes, it was a big deal.
Oh, yeah. It was a big. And so we didn't, you know, we didn't know. I mean, what do we know, right? We're just traveling through. So he goes, no, you guys come down from the stage. We've got food for you. We got fried chicken dinners for all you guys. Hang out, have some chicken, have some of the drinks, sit around and enjoy the game. As soon as it's over, then you guys go back and play. So we sat around to like 11:30.
Wow. Or something. Watching this game.
He didn't care. He said he paid the same, but he said, I want you to play and win the basketball game. So we had no idea. It was that, you know, and we had just come from playing up in Wisconsin, a bunch of places working for former Green Bay Packer football players. So we knew what football was like up there.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, that's like a religion. And found out that basketball is the same way in Indiana. So,
oh, it's exactly. It's so big there.
Indiana is a pretty cool state.
Yeah, I had to look up Goshen. So I remember driving through it, but I don't know if I've ever done anything inside of Goshen. You're up in Rich's territory. That's where he calls from, is right around that South Bend area. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yeah, that's where it was. And then, of course, we also played another place in Indiana, which I really didn't like at all, and that was in Terre Haute. And, I always like to say I spent 2 weeks in Terre Haute one night, but it was one of those kind of places, you know.
Yeah.
But it didn't go well. But Indiana as a whole is a neat place, and always enjoyed going there, especially the Indianapolis. That was a great spot.
Cool.
We always had a lot of fun up there.
Learn about all kinds of things. We're gonna have to pick a date for you to come into the studio. Do you want to do that right now? You want to pick a date over the air?
No, you know, we'll email back and forth and figure it out, because she just got moved and she's getting settled in, and still finding things. You know how it is when you move, you get unpacked, you're still finding things.
I know. So, can we do it before Thanksgiving, you think?
Oh, yeah, I think we can do it before Thanksgiving. Yeah, okay. How about maybe not this coming week, but the week after next? Maybe.
All right, the week of the 18th, we can try for something there.
Right. That might be a good week, yeah.
Okay, well, let's do it.
I'll talk with her about it, because I know she'll be okay with it, pretty as far as I know.
Okay, pick a date, the 18th, 19th, or 20th. Talk to Donna, and if one of those days work, the 18th, 19th, or 20th, you pick the day, and we'll do it.
Okay, you want us to come early?
No, we'll do it live on the air. I'm thinking we can do it we'll pick a day, like a 9 o'clock one of the days, or 10 o'clock one of the days.
That's what I meant, like one of those hours, like 9 or 10 or something like that. Yeah, that's early for us.
Let's do a 10 o'clock hour one of those days. You pick the day.
Okay. Sounds good.
Can't wait.
I'll talk with her. I'll get back with you. By the way, did you get my email earlier today?
I think so, but no. I'm sorry. I haven't been checking things today, so I might have gotten it. By.
Okay, well.
I'll keep an eye out.
Take a look at it.
Yeah, if you message me, I have it. I'm blanking on it, so I'll take a look.
That's cool. All right.
Thanks.
All right, sir. Good talking with you.
Thanks.
I'm still listening all the time. So,
awesome.
You know.
Thank you, Doug. Good to hear from you.
All right. Good to hear from you, sir. Have a good night.
You too. I have his song saved in here. Let me play it real quick. So getting Doug in to perform his Overnight America song is going to be awesome. Let's see. Where do I have it at? It's, no, that's not it. I have the Bobo rap ready to go, but where's Doug's Overnight America song? Do you have that saved over there, producer? Mike, I have it saved in my folder, but I thought I had it saved right here so I could play it on demand in case I needed it. But if you remember correctly, Doug did the Overnight America theme song, and he recorded it on his cell phone, the audio, and he played on the keyboards, and he sang it, and it is so awesome. So awesome. So we've been trying to figure out a day that he can come in, and I've been, been meaning to message him to lock a day in, so I'm glad that he called in there so we can do that. But we want him to come in and record it in real time. It's going to be exciting. Not a show you're going to want to miss. Every show you should be listening to. There should be no shows you miss. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Now back to Overnight America on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
I can't believe it's already the end of the work week. Well, for me, this is like my Friday. It's like the last segment. So I'm going to try to play a couple of things I had saved up. Let's see. Oh, pretty wild today on The View. I saw this in Mark Reardon's folder. Wow. So Donald Trump Jr. was on The View, and boy, that was something. Do you want to hear how that worked out? I'll give you an idea.
By a vicious left that's running a one-sided champagne. By Adam Schiff. Children! Stop yourselves. There'll be more with...
Good time.
Them two.
Junior.
With the two of them when we get back.
Didn't even know his name. Well, listen, this is pretty embarrassing when you're on with Donald Trump Jr., the president of the United States. Son, you're the host, and you can't remember the person's name.
There'll be more with...
Good times.
Good times, he says. Good times. All right, so it got a little heated on The View earlier. Donald Trump Jr., president's eldest son, was a surrogate appearing on ABC's The View. And, of course, he's going into a den of unfriendlies, to say the least.
A pair that can take whatever heat comes towards you.
Does Whoopi call it bulldog? She says that is bulldog.
Okay, just to her point, he also called Mexicans rapists. Wait a second.
Some coming across the border, and that's a fact. Look at what's going on at the border.
That is such a terrible misrepresentation. He called Mexicans rapists. Such a terrible misrepresentation of what actually was said there, and totally out of context, by the way.
Let her finish.
Called Mexicans, some Mexicans rapists. He attacked the handicapped. Mm-hmm. He bragged We heard the access tape where he bragged about grabbing women by their genitalia. That's what Megan is talking about. She's talking about lowering the discourse to his level, which is horrible for this country. Even if people are working, we don't want to have a country like that. Do you understand that?
We've all done things that we regret. I mean, if we're talking about bringing the discourse down.
All right, so this is where he goes on offense. So they say all these things about, you know, Donald Trump, the president of the United States, totally misrepresenting in out of context of things he said. This is where he goes on offense. Listen to this.
That we regret. I mean, if we're talking about bringing the discourse down, Joy, you've worn blackface. Whoopi, Roman Polanski, it wasn't.
All right. So, by the way, the Joy Bayer, some people debate this, but she dressed up as what she called a beautiful African woman. This is highly documented online. She might not call it blackface, but when you put on makeup to change the color of your skin, what do you call that? All right. She can call it something different. She's trying to split hairs at this point, but she shouldn't be out there saying that. Oh, no, I didn't do what she. I'm trying to remember exactly how she said her Halloween costume was a beautiful African woman. That was her Halloween costume. All right. Sure. So, yeah, you can say you didn't do it.
Roman Polanski, it wasn't rape. When he raped a child. So let's talk about this.
So you want to bring this up? The question came up.
I did not go in blackface, please.
No, she was not in blackface.
Thank you.
Sorry.
See, they're just trying to defend themselves at this point. But this is all documented. Just go online and see it for yourself.
Listen, being black, I recognize blackface. This I can say. Okay? I know what... Now that you've broken this piece of ice, because I guess this is the fight you wanted.
It's not the fight I want.
Yeah, it is.
But if we're talking about character, if we're talking about these
things... Are you
things,
questioning my character?
I'm not questioning your character. I'm talking about... You're questioning my father's character.
I didn't question anybody. I simply said... That
this has just gotten so out of control. And by the way, what do they expect with something like this? If they were to come on and just start throwing insults that they're saying it in a way and totally misrepresenting it in a way where they know it was going to be taken in an insulting way. They were meant it in an insulting way. They're not trying to have any discourse. They're not trying to have any conversations. And the whole idea of their premise, which is this is so terrible and we're not civil. And, you know, isn't it terrible that the president said this and this and that and this and that? And, man, we don't have any civil discourse anymore. But how do they engage in that conversation? If it was the opposite of the point that they were trying to make, right? They were leaning into and being part of the problem that they think they see in the president. So this was a complete mess.
ABC is right now... Right. chasing down a whistleblower about all of the Epstein stuff because those stories were killed. So if we're going to have the conversation about the outrage about whistleblowers,
can we stick to what she asked in the question, just because if we start getting off on
things. No.
It's hilarious. This is just so hard to listen to. I'm sure the people that watched The View were really into it right about now. They were like super into that show. It reminds me of the 90s when Jerry Springer was on and the entire crowd would get up and go, Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. That's what The View was accomplishing tonight. And it wasn't all that impressive, but it was fun for our own entertainment to watch that. Now, he did mention CBS and ABC. So this is the news that broke earlier. There was the undercover tape. Well, it's not undercover. There was a tape that was recorded during a broadcast from ABC. I think they said at the end of August. And it was a reporter that Amy Robach was talking about doing a Jeffrey Epstein piece. And she said, I had them all. I had evidence. I even had Bill Clinton, she brings up by name, that she had evidence that Jeffrey Epstein, one of the most prolific pedophiles in the history of the United States, had all of these associations with high profile people, including Bill Clinton. And she's going on and she's talking about this to one of her colleagues that's being recorded off air while she was in the studio. And this was leaked. They try to figure out who is the one to leak this video. Well, it turns out it was a female staffer that doesn't work there anymore. That female staffer works at ABC. So since the female staffer that worked at ABC now works at CBS. So what happened was ABC contacted CBS and said, hey, I want you to know the person that leaked this now working for you guys. She gets fired. She works for a different network. Didn't violate the policy of that network, but the network still decides to let her go. So Donald Trump Jr. brings this up as part of the interview and says, hey, you guys work for the networks and you're working in cahoots right here. You guys are squashing a story about pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, one of the most prolific. We'll come back and when we study this guy. All the lawyers, and that's the point that the reporter for ABC pointed out, Amy Robach, she said, I said this 3 years ago. Now the lawyers are out there saying this. We'll go back and look at this and say that he was one of the most prolific pedophiles in the history of the United States. And we just let this story go to the wayside. They protected him. And they were saying these things, and she was so frustrated, they leaked the video. You know what? ABC, CBS, they don't talk about this stuff anymore. They say, oh, this story didn't reach our standards, so we decided not to report it. CNN and MSNBC, when they looked at this and they did the analysis after this report came out, guess what? They ignored the story too. So they say they have this evidence and now they're hiding it and it makes you question why in the world would they hide this evidence? And Donald Trump Jr. brings it up on The View. You're part of the network that's hiding this stuff. All right? It just was a wild ride. It's been so long since we played The View and I know why. I got a headache. We're going to say goodnight, and we'll be back again Sunday starting at 11. The replay hour starts here at midnight. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Ryan Recker and the podcast at KMOX.com/ONA. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
My heart beats with the lonely rain, wishing I could see your face again. Change the dial on the radio.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.